This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is on your mind? That is the question we begin each and every radio program with. Because we want to know what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Hi there, I'm Scott Hanna. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Woo-hoo! Happy Friday, Todd.
Happy Friday, Scott.
I feel as though I'm back among the living today. I've been under the weather, something ridiculous, since Monday night. Just feel.
Yeah, you and
terrible.
I have had like a whole week of colds. I started mine late last Friday, and yeah, just starting to crawl out of the coma now.
Zombie man for most of the week, but I do feel like I'm back among the living today, and raring to go on the program today. So, one guest on the show, Congressman Kevin Cramer, will be here. In the meantime, what's on your mind related to our North Dakota legislative session? We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about a proposal that, if approved in the House, sounds like it likely will get approved in the House, then it has to go over to the Senate, and then signed by the governor. Ultimately, you, the citizens of North Dakota, would have the say, and it's essentially a vote on whether or not government-owned casinos would be A-OK. A lot of questions about that yesterday. We had a couple of questions about the Department of Environmental Quality. Say, I talked to Ron Ness yesterday, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and he said to him, this is right out of the model of Governor Doug Burgum's reinvention of government, that this makes good sense. So a lot of the energy folks are in favor of this. Other folks see this as, what in the world? We got a state EPA, so we're going to have a debate on that next week. They're actually debating that as we speak. If there's anything else at the legislature that you're interested in and you want us to get an, you know, hey, I've heard this, I want to know, can you get both sides of that, have a little debate, get somebody on, lay it on us. We're happy to do it. We're going to track a lot of the action between now and the end of the session for you, so happy to do that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here at the bottom of this hour. We had to shorten his time earlier in the week. He normally joins us for an hour to take your calls, and there were some repeal and replace dialogues going on, so we had to scoot out a bit early. You may remember this was the program on Wednesday in which he gave us some commentary related to some of these protesters that were at the president's joint session address to Congress. And he thought the whole white pantsuit thing was a little weird and said it was a syndrome to these people that protest the way they have, and some people that are just literally grasping at straws for absolutely anything. It must be a miserable time to be a Democrat right now. You know, it really must be.
Has been ever since Election Day.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I get it. You're not supposed to be jumping. Was I thrilled when Barack Obama was president and was reelected president? No, you know. But I didn't turn into a miserable human being running around and just doing every foul thing I can think of. These people are consumed with wanting to destroy Donald Trump as president of the United States.
It's probably a little bit of shock given that, you know, I mean, even one person said Hillary 75, Trump 20, and obviously that didn't quite turn out to be accurate.
Well, it was, you know, yeah, if you're in the media business, you were horribly wrong, so now you're embarrassed. If you're, in the liberal politics business, if you're a Democrat, what are you going to do? So you become a professional protester. It's about the only profession left. But it can't be fun, and it's kind of embarrassing to watch. But
professional protesters have grown over the last 7 months.
They want to destroy Donald Trump, and they'll use everything they can. And a little tiny thing was Congressman Cramer on Wednesday. Oh, we got him! And then, by the way, the media just plays right along. Play, plays right along. Corrupt media, I might add, that's using the information from Congressman Cramer's town hall without attribution where it should be to this program, number one. And I pressed the political reporter on this. I said, how is it you just put that in there and say a radio show and not what radio show? Well, the transcript was given to me and it didn't say what show. Well, who was it given to you by? I can't say. Why not?
Okay, fine. And every time we quote something out of a newspaper, we don't attribute that then. I mean, two could play that game. It seems unreasonable. But
and the little game they play is, you know, they get their story. And by the way, let's be honest. The story came from Senator Heitkamp, came from Democratic minions. They're transcribing this and go, oh, we got a good one here. Oh, it's political. They'll put it out. Politico takes it. They go, oh, Congressman Cramer, can you respond to this? One, two, three, four. He hasn't responded. 15 minutes. Boom. Run with the story. That's how the swamp works. That's how they work. You know what? And I'm guessing a good chunk of our audience right now is very bored because it's just stupid. It doesn't matter. That's all inside baseball. Who cares? My point is, from that little thing to the little hissy fit about Jeff Sessions yesterday, which was much ado about nothing. I mean nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But they can stoke a fire. They're out to destroy a president. They want to sabotage this president and everything he stands for. The only way it works is if they wear you out, folks. And I don't think they're going to wear you out. I really don't. Because what they're proposing is what you want. What they're proposing, what they're planning to do, what they're rolling out is exactly what we've been waiting for how many years? To have the swamp drained. We're done with the games. So I think it's going to be just fine. Anyway, a few of my thoughts, welcome yours on any and all topics. A lot of time for you. Congressman Cramer at the bottom of this hour. And then the next hour, wide open. So lay it on us locally. Statewide with the legislature, anything else? Sacred Stone Camp, by the way, is depopulated, shut down. That was the first of the protest camps. That one on Native American land, that one is done finito. So all the major camps now are empty. Kudos to the BIA for doing a great job on the heels of North Dakota law enforcement and what they did. Good state and federal effort coming together. What's left is a cleanup of a horrendous mess. There also was some court stories out this week, some court action. There is a lawsuit that has been filed on behalf of the protesters, and they are trying to sue law enforcement for saying they're abusive and militarized and all the buzzwords they love to use. And in the course of that, we have come to learn how many times law enforcement were targeted by these peaceful protesters. I mean, these peaceful protesters who want to protect the water make the mother of all messes in these camps. I mean, disgusting messes. Okay? So they're a fraudulent environmental group. And then they claim to be peaceful in their protests. And what do? They target law enforcement. And you can't even believe the disgusting, indefensible behavior of these people. Brutal threats. And all of it cataloged. Story in the Washington Free Beacon has a lot of this. And I've linked to it on our Facebook page. Todd, you may want to link as well. Pretty bad. All right, let's go to some calls here. Mike in Bismarck, 258-0550 is the number, local number. Text us, 226-8503. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I have a question about the state-run casinos. And if they do pass that, which it doesn't sound like they will, but if they did, would the employees at those casinos be state employees, public servants, with full state benefits and retirement?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would guess. I don't know. I would guess they would probably there's a lot of entities out there that operate casinos. And so the state does a deal with a entity that operates the casino, then the casino's operated independently. So it probably would not be state employees. I would guess. Don't know that. But it'd be interesting to see if it says that in the legislature. We're going to dig into this one. And by the way, this vote, first by the House, if it passes, then the Senate, ultimately is the decision of the voters of North Dakota. Right? So all the legislature is passing, if they pass it, is to place it on the ballot.
Yeah, because the question would be, if they would be state employees, do we really want state employees dealing blackjack and engaging in the gambling trade in North Dakota?
you'd be thumbs down on the whole idea, I take it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was amazed yesterday. When it first came up, some folks disagreed with it, but then sort of off to the races, there were more people that agreed with it than disagreed with it. It'll be interesting to see what happens. My sources tell me it's likely to pass in the House. Hard to say in the Senate. David and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
You know, I'd just like to comment about what's going on with those Democrats. This isn't just these are the progressives, and I think if you haven't read it, I've just started reading David Horowitz's book, The Big Agenda. It says President Trump's plan to save America, and he really discusses what these progressives are all about. And it boils down to just pure hate, because they're not just against the president and his administration. They're against this whole country, and they want to turn around and keep doing what Obama has started.
Interesting points, David. Also, good suggestion. We'll get David Horowitz to come on. That book's interesting. More coming up, folks.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Family's fired up to be staring at that calendar and seeing June get ever the closer, because Carol Juven Tours and Travel, be taking us along with a group of you, our fine listeners, on What's on Your Mind, on a Best of Norway tour, June 19th through July 2nd. This is going to be an extraordinary time. It really is. round trip air. Bergen, Oslo, Western Norway, fjords, the Flam Railroad, sightseeing and ferry crossings, Lillehammer, Olympic sites, special farm visit. Really looking forward to that. Carol and his team are really good about helping you find your family, too, and knowing the family genealogy and connecting there. 14-day first-class tour, 12 nights in a first-class hotel, 12 breakfasts, 12 dinners, all included. Ferry and train costs, all included. Admission fees, English-speaking guide the whole time, tips and gratuities at restaurants and hotels, the baggage in and out of the hotels. They do it all. They do it all. $52.95 per person and a world-class guide in Carol Juven. We're days away from having to close off this year's tour and get everybody's plane tickets ready to go to keep that price. So if you've heard about this and been putting off doing something about it, today's your day. Call Carol, 701-237-9000. The little, birdie sitting on your shoulder saying, should we do it, should we do it? Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. 701-237-9000. Online at juventours.com if you want to see the photos of where we're going. It's going to be great. The Midnight Sun Tour. So we'll see the sun up at midnight. That's what I'm most excited about. June 19th, July 2nd, Best of Norway Tour, Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000. Call Carol. Tell him Scott sent you. Hardly wait. The year before you know it, it's March for crying out loud. Bill in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, is that me?
That's you, Bill. What's on your mind?
All right. What I'm wanting to know is when they're going to drain that swamp, and we're going to talk about that, get rid of that term limit outfit, and then we can settle down to get some new people in there every so often, and why don't we make those people who want to have a retirement live the same way we have to do out here in this country, month to month. With the little Social Security that we pay in all our life, let's take them back and take that full retirement away from those people, and just be ourselves.
Yeah, the swamp could stand to live like real folks do, couldn't it?
Yes, it surely could.
Yeah. And the swamp fights back. Swamp doesn't want to go away. Swamp does not like to be drained. That's largely what's going on. And
I know they spend all their time trying to get themselves voted back in again. If they do less of that and do what's good for the American people, we'd have a better world here.
Yeah, you're right. Good points, Bill. Where in South Dakota are you?
Live in near Siston, South Dakota.
Siston. All right.
Wilmot, South Dakota, northeastern South Dakota.
For some reason, all of our I know Rosholt, sure. For some reason, a lot of our South Dakota callers, when they call, they say South Dakota. I spent some time in South Dakota. My junior year in Huron, South Dakota, half my sophomore year and all my junior year, a Huron Tiger. So I like knowing where folks are calling from. So appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I actually have a Minnesota address and live in South Dakota on beautiful Big Stone Lake. And, we have a little conflict over that every once in a while, too, because we've lived out here in South Dakota with a Minnesota address, and people don't seem to want to enjoy that partiality. You know what I mean? It's a little difficult to try to explain, but if you, but let's talk about getting rid of that term limit thing. That's more important to me than who didn't do what, in the Senate, and who did what when they weren't in office or when they were in office 20 years ago.
Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Others welcome as well. Got an off-air call that came in during that last break. Go ahead and roll that time.
That guy that called in about that book and Obama, I believe he's 100% correct. If you were to check back of what Obama did to our military, he tried to denuder it and demoralize it at least 6 or 7 times minimum.
All right. Appreciate the call. Denuder it.
I know that word grabbed me too. Neutered is, I think, is what he meant, but that's like if you want to take something out of the freezer and get it to room temperature. Some people use the word unthaw, and yet it's thaw. But
just having a little trouble with denudering, like reversing the neutering process. I know what
it's
you meant.
It's so
though,
neutered,
sir.
It's denudered. Oh, we know what he meant, but yeah.
Texter says, have you explored what percentage of North Dakota lottery money spent in North Dakota stays in North Dakota? Maybe ask Kevin Kramer. Also, what percentage of casino money would stay in North Dakota? Well, I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around that question area. What percentage of North Dakota lottery money spent in North Dakota stays in North Dakota? So, are we saying if I bought a lottery ticket, that's lottery money spent in North Dakota, does it stay here? Where else would it go? It goes to the general fund, right? So I think that would stay here. I'm not sure that's a Kevin Kramer question. Maybe a state lottery department question.
I was going to say, is that pooled with the other states that play in the Powerball and the other respective games? Or?
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe they mean if you buy a Powerball ticket, you know, what percentage does North Dakota keep for that? That could be.
Right.
Because some would go to the main lotto and some... And there are local games. I would assume that all stays here. But maybe that's what they mean. Good catch, Todd. That's probably what they're talking about.
Yeah. You didn't bring me here for my looks, right?
No, yeah. And what percentage of casino money would stay in North Dakota? Again, same thing. I would assume that's general fund dollars, wouldn't it? Unless they're part of some bigger consortium. But I don't think they're going to... Wouldn't decide that until voters said, yeah, do this. But we are definitely going to schedule a conversation about that piece of legislation because you're obviously very interested in it. So we'll do it. I believe this casino thing is just more backlash onto the tribe due to Cannonball. I believe that everyone's just tired of the tribes getting profits from games of chance and then tiring around and using those profits, turning around, I think they meant to say, turning around and using those profits against the state and its residents. Protests all over the state. Well, if it isn't intended to be sort of payback, if you will, it's certainly going to look like it, given the timing of it. So some people are going to perceive that either way. One could also argue it's tough and tight budget times. Right? You're going to watch that closely as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, inviting you to Energy Day Tuesday at the state capitol. I'll be there. I hope you will as well. Check out Bakkenbackers for more on that.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The above. Now that's a strategy, and that is the energy strategy that includes coal to keep your power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity we need when we need it. We North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state, a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates among the lowest in the nation, and we are among one of only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. How about that? Coal state, one of only seven that meet all federal air quality standards, tells you all you need to know right there. And, of course, it means jobs, 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion economic impact, and over $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. Find out more at Coalition for a Secure Energy Futures website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Your questions are pouring in for Congressman Cramer by text today. We'll take them by phone, too, at 800-228-0550. He is joining us for the second half of the Talk Radio Town Hall, normally Wednesdays. And because of a busy schedule this week, we split them up. One of his comments on our show on Wednesday has been the subject of a number of news stories, CNN and Politico and front page of the Fargo Forum yesterday. Oh, it was front page. I can't believe that the Fargo Forum thinks that's front page news. I guess Senator Heitkamp wanted it to be front page news, so but what am I saying? But
yeah,
that's
go.
Front page news, and all of the things that are happening in Congress right now that affect North Dakota in a mighty way are not front page news. I'll never begin to understand it. It's all part of the swamp. All part of the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Kevin Cramer here now to take your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be back on a Friday.
Thanks for doing this two-part Talk Radio Town Hall today. Appreciate it.
I think it works pretty well. And get a little new information, some pent-up political anxiety, and a presidential speech. There's lots to talk about.
No kidding. We do have a lot to talk about. So I'm looking at the Washington Examiner, and the headline is the GOP rep Kevin Cramer fails his fashion police audition miserably by this woman, Emily Jashinsky. And she's critical of, she said, hurling baseless accusations comes naturally to liberals as breathing. Other than culturally sensitive yoga, it's perhaps the only sport in which they truly excel. But Congressman Kevin Cramer deserves all the outrage coming his way. in a radio town on Wednesday. Kramer went out of his way to explicitly disparage his female colleagues' physical appearances in order to score a cheap point about President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress. We played that for folks yesterday, but that seems especially over the top. What do you make of this little controversy here?
Well, first of all, it is a little controversy. And despite liberals' desires to make it a big deal, it's not a very big deal. Here's the other problem is, Scott, I think it's a bigger problem. There's certainly the liberal problem. I mean, the new Democratic Party in America is a protest movement. And that's what the women at the women members, and let's stress this, these are members of Congress, Scott. These are not victims of some, egregious action by their male dominant counterparts. These are members of Congress, co-equals with every other member of Congress. They get paid the same staff, same votes. Co-equal branch of the government, and it's just a further extension of this protest movement where somehow we're all supposed to be aggrieved by something that Donald Trump is going to do to us at some point in time, but now everything's taken literally. So I reference the bad-looking pantsuits, if you will. That's not a literal statement. I wouldn't know a good-looking pantsuit from a bad-looking pantsuit. What was ugly was their demonstration, their rudeness. They're all sit together and make vulgar or make inappropriate hand gestures to the President of the United States while he's delivering a message to the joint session of Congress. They groan and moan and hiss and then they rush out of the room as soon as the speech is over ahead of the president, which is violates just common sense and good manners. And somehow my off the cuff reference to their pantsuits is the story. But therein lies the problem with the mainstream media in America today. I just tell you this little story. Wednesday night, I think. I participated in a monthly dinner that I regularly participate in, put on by American Council for Capital Formation. It's an off-the-record discussion with a number of national media. And there were, the usual people were there, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, and, a few members of Congress. And while it's off the record, I would just tell you this. I was sitting there when the story about Jeff Sessions broke from the Washington Post, and I told these reporters who the first thing they want to know is, should he resign? And I said, will this hurt the president's, status as president? Will he have to resign? I'm like, we can count on you guys every time to overplay your hand. And back in Normalville, North Dakota, people watch this stuff and go, this is why we need to drain the place. And so until we all sort of start acting like adults, we're going to get what we deserve, I suppose.
Texter says, tell the congressman he's appreciated by most in the state. We won't scream and holler at him. We appreciate his time on the air. John from Karen.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, Scott. While it's a new idea to the political that I go on the radio or that a congressman go on the radio and take calls unscreened for an hour or two every week, it's not new to me. So while they make it a big deal, and by the way, nobody really is. There's some posters and bloggers and the liberal establishment doing it. But I've had much more support from some of my own colleagues, many of the female colleagues, because they saw what was going on. They were sitting there. They saw the rudeness. One only has to look at a little bit of video to see what I'm talking about. And instead of talking about the substance of the issue or the substance of their behavior, they turned it back on my statement regarding their clothing and women's appearance. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed this, Democratic Representative Cedric Richmond the other night made a comment at the journalism dinner about Kelly Conway's familiarity with being on her knees in the Oval Office. Now, it doesn't get worse than that, but I don't, you're not going to read about that in the front page of any newspaper.
No kidding. John from Carrington goes on to say, ask Congressman Kramer about House Bill 1292, the Disabled Veterans Commissary Privileges Bill. I'm the guy who originally spoke to him on air, and now he's a co-sponsor. Yeah, so there's right. There's a little success in the talk radio town hall, huh?
Yeah. Well, I haven't followed up on it for a little bit, but we're coming up on a new defense appropriations supplemental here in the extension of this year's fiscal this year's fiscal year appropriation, and then we'll be taking it up again for the fiscal year 2018 appropriation, and that's where we'll probably try to push it. So I'll follow up for John on that, you know, next week and see where we are.
The call that came in after you were on this week as well that wanted us to share this, we'll roll that.
Good morning again, Scott. This is Marlene from Grand Forks. I have a statement I have to make to to Kevin. And that's, I was very angry with him when he endorsed Trump before the primaries. I was very angry with him. But now I want to apologize. He knew more about Trump than I did. And I think he is an excellent choice. And I'm glad Trump is our president. And again, I'd like to say I'm sorry, Kevin.
That's precious. You got to love it, Scott. I appreciate Marlene's apology. More importantly, I appreciate her encouragement. You know, that's a funny thing, this early endorsement of Donald Trump. And I have to say, I wish that I was the genius that saw everything that was in Donald Trump that was going to be good for us. But that's not why I endorsed him. I endorsed him because the majority of Republican voters in North Dakota endorsed him. And as a member of the People's House, and as you might recall, Scott, I was a little bit upset with our party who chose not to allow the people in North Dakota to make their decision and avoided having a caucus. And so they decided to have a closed convention process, it just violates my fundamental principles of democracy and party politics. So that's why I went a little different route. And I'm grateful it turned out as well. But as much as I'd love to take credit, Marlene, you and several of the other Republicans throughout the state were the ones that really had the wisdom to make the right call.
Questions or comments for Congressman Kramer? Welcome today on the program. He'll be here till the top of the hour, 800-228-0550. You can also text in your questions, 226-8503. Fargo is where we go next. Gordy, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in and say thank you, Congressman Kramer, for voicing the opinions of North Dakota on this whole pantsuit protest at the speech the other night. I just was disgusted by these people. I was disgusted by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the representative from Minnesota sitting on their hands during the applause of the wife of our wonderful soldier who was killed. And I think that all of this is going to come back to bite them in the long run. But before it does, this country is going to get so divisive and so disgusting. And somebody this morning, I think it might have been Steve Hallstrom, was saying, I don't understand why these people just don't get back to work and don't just get over the fact that Donald Trump is president. And my thought on that was that they don't have anything else to do. They're sitting in their mom's basement at home on the internet when they're not protesting, and they're getting paid by George Soros to be out there when they are. And it's just ridiculous. We need, you said earlier about we need to be adults and people need to grow up. Well, maybe the adults need to spank these people. When Jeff Sessions recused himself yesterday, I thought that was ridiculous. He needs to throw that back in their face and show the fact that Chuck Schumer met with Putin in 2013. That's part of the job of being an elected representative on the committees that he's on, is that he meets with these foreign officials and does business with them and tries to promote our, you know, diplomacy at the level that they're at. And I just think it's ridiculous that we even kowtow to these morons.
Yeah,
we need to shove it right back in their face.
All right, we got it. We're up against the clock. About 10 seconds to respond.
No, I think he makes an excellent point, and I do think you have to stand up to it. We do cower a little more. We do cave a little bit easier. We're perhaps just a little bit more diplomatic than Democrats are, or maybe our conviction isn't quite as strong as theirs is. Because I agree with much of what he said. I didn't like to see Jeff Sessions recuse himself either. I get that he's not really recusing himself from his issue. He's recusing himself from the campaign issue as a
hold time. More coming up on the other side of the break with Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Go. Brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser discussing what electricity is and what causes electric shock.
Electricity is a closed circuit. It comes into your house via the meter.
It goes into your electrical panel, and it distributes from the circuit breakers into the wiring, into your outlet, and then you plug into it. Electric shock means you basically you come into contact somewhere along that path. You come into contact with either a damaged cord, a damaged outlet, and you're part of that path. You're part of that circuit. It's not intentional, and bad things happen. And the shock, the severity of the shock depends upon the amount of current and the time exposed to that current. So none of that's any good, and you want to prevent that.
Go to www.ndsc.org to register for an electrical safety training, including high voltage, low voltage, or electrical hazard awareness. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
MyPillow. Need a better night's sleep? It's the best thing you can do for your health. Get yourself MyPillow. Great deal for a limited time. Take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. 40% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows. Can't get those anywhere else but calling this number, 800-506-9028, or going online to MyPillow.com. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. It's 40% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows, too. Free shipping on orders over $100. So, good deal. All right, back to the calls. Lots of folks waiting. Somebody called during the break and asked specifically about the continuous swirl of accusations related to the Russians influencing the election. Is there one shred of credible evidence anywhere that suggests that the Russians and that goofball from Illinois?
That's a pretty big group of people.
Senator Durbin. So he's on the floor the other night. And it was, just him on the floor going on and on and on and talked about how there had been a cyber attack by the Russians of our election. And I'm like, what? That news missed me. What, is there any there, Kevin?
I think there's a lot of evidence that they didn't affect the election. There's a lot of evidence that they didn't, in fact, hack the election. They hacked the Democratic National Committee, but seems to be have been pretty easy, but it had no impact on the election. But we have to remember, these people have not accepted the fact that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. They still think like the election's going to happen next week or something. And this is the deal. So in my comments that everyone's so upset about, I shouldn't say everybody, but the liberals are so upset about regarding pantsuits. The other thing they're upset about is that I referred to a syndrome. Well, if it's not a syndrome, it's a really unhealthy obsession that they have, and it's paralyzed them from being effective ever. It's, and I suppose politically, I should appreciate it, and in many respects, I do. It's why they don't scare me. It's why I don't stress about it, because as I said to this group the other night, the Washington Post and others, in Normalville, North Dakota, they look at this stuff and go, my gosh, those people, what is wrong with them? We can't put them in charge of our country again, and so. It's an obsession, and they can't get over it. They need to rationalize why Donald Trump's president, while he, by the way, does more good things for North Dakota. He's done more good things for North Dakota in his first month than any president I can think of in an entire term. So, let them whine and obsess, and we'll govern.
Do they intend to sabotage this presidency?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're up to. What I worry about, Scott, more than anything, are weak Republicans who can't stand up to it, sort of to your previous caller's point. I do worry a little bit about that. People have a hard time putting things in the context of the whole, or even in the context of their conviction. And you have people on both the right and the sort of the moderate side of the Republican Party that are doing the same thing. You have in people I like and respect, like Rand Paul and Mike Lee from Utah in the Senate, who sort of disguise insecurity as conviction. So, they say they can't vote for a Republican plan that isn't as good as their plan. And then you have people on the left side of the spectrum who sort of wring their hands and worry about their own reelection and think, oh my gosh, what if the people that, are getting free insurance now have to pay a little bit for it, or we bring down the cost and it doesn't look good, and then they're not quite ready to vote for the Republican plan. Never mind that we're in the majority because we ran on repealing and replacing Obamacare. So that's what I worry about. I don't worry about the left. I worry about Republicans that aren't strong enough to stand up to it and instead sort of acquiesce a little bit here and there to it and panic. But this is why it's important. Scott, all of these people, and I tell them this all the time, you'd have a lot more confidence in your positions if you went on talk radio for an hour or two a week in your home districts and listened to real people.
Because they are 100% on board and standing up against this insanity. You're absolutely right. Dave in Williston for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman. A little change in subject here. I was just curious if you would mind commenting and telling us what your thoughts are on constitutional carry or the national concealed carry reciprocity that they had brought up to Congress not too long ago, in January. I think it was House Bill 38.
Yeah, and I'm a co-sponsor of that bill. I think the Constitution's clear. I think that this is an interstate issue, that the constitutional right to bear arms is a federal constitutional right. It's not. And while I respect states' rights, and there are certain things that they can do that might be somewhat unique to another state, all in all, but the right to bear arms is federal constitutional right. So I'm a co-sponsor of the bill. I think it's in the Judiciary Committee, and I meant actually this last week to ask Chairman Goodlatte about it, and I just didn't get a chance. I just didn't see him. It was a wild and crazy week, as you know, but I'll be back next week. So we'll make it a point to bring it up with the chairman and see what his plans are in terms of the sort of the committee schedule. Awesome. I'm all on board.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Fred and Bismarck, real quick, your comment.
Who from Bismarck?
Fred from Bismarck.
Fred. Okay. Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning, Tom, with Congressman Kramer. This is in reference to the comments you made about the women dressed in white at the President Trump's.
Unfortunately, Fred, we're going to run short with the congressman. Hang on, we'll let you finish your comment on the other side of the break. Don't go away, Congressman Kramer. Thanks for the time.
Anytime. Thanks, Scotty.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you next week. Congressman Kramer's here every week for an hour. Talk Radio Town Hall. I'll be back with us next Wednesday. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away. Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number. 701-495-0997. That's right. 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Would you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now. 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center. 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.